O God of compassion, lead us to focus upon Jesus' message of hospitality and hope, in which we pray his name this day. Amen. Well, the reading we just heard from the Gospel of Matthew, kindly read to us by Susan Johnson, is a pretty simple one, really. Give a glass of cold water to the thirsty. And would not cold water be a real treat in the hot, blistering Holy Land of Jesus? Let alone here on hot days. And Jesus says, as we are offering this water, we are to take up our cross and carry it. In this heat. Okay, so who actually does take up Jesus' challenge? Well, at least one person did, and I think I found a couple more. But this one was a gentleman from Germany named Albert Schweitzer. Albert Schweitzer, who won the Nobel Prize for Peace in 1952. So how did he take up Jesus' challenge? Well, in his autobiography, Albert Schweitzer wrote, "It struck me as incomprehensible that I," he said, "with my PhDs in music," he was a world-famous music authority and organist, and he went on to say, he talked about his other PhD, which was in philosophy, and his third PhD, which was in theology. He was a renowned scholar of Jesus. Anyway, he could not comprehend that he should be allowed to lead such a happy, carefree life of study and accomplishment. He said, "It seemed improper, for I saw so many people around me struggling to get care and struggling with their suffering." So eventually, Albert Schweitzer continued, "In 1905, I awoke and decided that before the birds stopped singing that morning, I would vow to live for science and art only until I was 30 years of age." He said, "When I turned 30, I vowed I would enroll in medical school to become a jungle doctor." And that is exactly what he did. In 1913, he and his wife, and she herself was a very unusual woman of her era in that she was an anesthetist or an anesthesiologist or whatever you prefer to call them, but that's of course what Albert needed as a surgeon in Africa. Anyway, they built their desperately needed hospital in the former French Congo in a place called Lambarin. I'm not pronouncing properly, I'm sure, but he worked there for 52 years, offering, I would say, countless cups of cold water while tending to the ills of the people until his death in 1965. Schweitzer was fond of saying that everyone must find his or her own Lambarin. Now, in the 1980s, United States, a fellow named Stan Curtis found his Lambarin. Only his Lambarin was not in the African jungle. It was right in his home state of Kentucky. He'd been spending some time observing restaurants throwing out huge quantities of leftovers. Not garbage, leftovers. So he began collecting this leftover food and giving it to the hungry. He founded an entity called Kentucky Harvest, which evolved into a nationwide movement to move surplus food from restaurants to the hungry poor. And a woman that I happen to know, named Nancy of Nova Scotia, found her Lambourine. She lost her firstborn son, Greg, to leukemia. Soon after his death, she enrolled in nursing school and for the past quarter of a century has made relationships with sick and dying children the passion of her life. So whether we find our Lambourine by serving cups of water in our community meal kitchen, or working in a homeless shelter, leading a scout or guide troop, helping with hospice, Meals on Wheels, or, heaven forfend, serving on a church committee. We need you, trust me, we do. But there are plenty of ways to find our Gamberine. So let's just keep in our heads, as Jesus said, if you give up your life for me while offering a cup of water to the thirsty, you will surely find your reward. And I'm sure he meant that in so doing we would find our Gamberine. Let us pray.